This is a News 1130 special report.
Recognizing ordinary people who have overcome extraordinary odds, nominations are now open for the annual Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards. Joining us now is Awards Chair Lauren Siegel. And now, Lauren, the awards holding a special place in your heart. Tell us what they mean to you.
You know, John, to nominate someone for a Courage to Come Back Award is really an extraordinary act of kindness. And it's something that's within all of our powers to do. It says that the nominee's life matters and that they're an inspiration.
And now there are six categories: addiction, medical, mental health, physical rehabilitation, a social adversity, and youth. How does one go about nominating someone?
Well, it's a very simple process. First, it's a matter of identifying an individual, and then a person can go to the website, and which is the CourageToComeBack.ca. All the information is on the website. It doesn't cost anything to do it. It's a simple process, and it's that easy.
And it's all culminating with a big awards gala in May, a big fundraiser. Tell us where that money goes.
You know, the money raised goes towards Coast Mental Health, which is the initiative behind the Courage to Come Back Awards. And Coast provides services, shelter, employment, education for people suffering from mental illness.
And Lauren, John and I have been there several years now. This is truly a very, very special night.
You know, I think these awards are really important because at them we experience the power of the human spirit and a deep humanity so often lacking in our daily lives. And through these awards, one experiences the very best of humanity. You see courage, faith, hope, endurance, and by seeing the very best in others, we see what we ourselves can become.
News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which are handed out on May 5th. If you would like to nominate someone, you can head to couragetocomeback.ca or just look for the link on our website, news1130.com.